We were talking to Fred from Iowa. Sorry you got cut off, Fred.
Yeah, well, Al, I'm going to later on put you on to the most important health website in the world. Okay, these are even from the government, which there's very little that I trust in the government. And the doctors are the clips you've been playing. They're doing a pretty good job. But Okinawans, which I've been to Okinawa, Sardinians, if I have that correct, and Seventh-day Adventists have the longest life span in the world. And Seventh-day Adventists have the most stable marriages, by and large, and less depression, although they are getting worse because they're kind of sliding and following society. Okay, now you could say, in the case of Okinawans, that they have a kind of a common genetics and the DNA. All right, that's even being said about people in the high Andes of Ecuador and people in Tibet. And the same for the Sardinians. But Seventh-day Adventists are of ever race, color, and nationality. So that doesn't hold up genetics and your DNA and all that. The one thing they have in common is they are mainly vegetarian. Okay. What you need, your basic needs, are oxygen, water, nutrition, in other words, proper food, sleep, exercise, shelter to maintain your body temperature 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, sunlight, love. These are the fixed things. Oxygen is for your lungs, water, stomach, GI tract, nutrition for stomach, sleep for the brain, shelter to maintain your normal body temperature, sunlight for the eyes and the skin. You don't need vitamin D through milk. And even in or the early morning, you can look in. Now, I don't say at high noon, gaze into the sun. But when you have sunlight, and right now in Iowa, it's a little overcast in winter and all that, which I lived in Alaska a lot of years, and it was a lot of alcoholism and depression because in the southeastern, it never gets real cold, it never gets real hot, but it rains, and overcast. Okay, this website is amazing, discoveries.org, and then go to the health message.
Okay.
That is the best. Have your husband to check it out, and L, which I admire you very much, check it out yourself. And incidentally, about cholesterol and statin drugs, I went to this VA doctor, and I tangled with doctors left and right. I really darn nearly not go to blows, but I really tangle with them. And I said, I will not take, this was over 5 years ago, and she said not to, that I would, I said that I would not take no flu shots or vaccine shots, period. And so she said, well, I'll probably be dead in 6 months to 4 years. Well, I'm still going and I'm still clicking, you know, like the little bunny rabbit with the drum. And I'm,
but you know, you're, how can I put it? You're able to do that. I cannot tell you how many people, however, when they have a doctor who tells them they're going to die if they don't do what they say, that scares most people to death.
Well, and yes.
It's really, it's irresponsible of them to be doing that because I mean, it's outrageous that they're willing to go that far to connive a patient into accepting a flu shot. I mean, that's outrageous.
Well, I realize that your husband is a doctor, and to reiterate, I respect and admire you and your husband, too. Now, there's some evil people, period, that are all over and in every profession, but doctors are so damn appallingly ignorant. And I had a fall, kind of pretty bad fall, busting my pelvis, and I won't go into that, but it fell 7 feet. And it's, anyhow, 18 days later and 18 Tylenol threes, which I don't take, and I told him I don't want to take any drugs, but, you know, the pain was severe. 18 days later, I walked a mile, and then I rode a bicycle. Now, I didn't ride that bicycle very far, but hell, yeah. I'm 80 years. I was in the care of my sister, which is a retired surgical tech, and kind of a controlling personality, but she cares for him much, and I had excellent care. And I was going through the different exercises and everything. And the first 4 days, I was screaming and playing and cussing and everything. And they were coming in and even to get me out of bed. And it's a long story. I won't go into it. Okay. But I got on one of those strollers, and I started walking around the neighborhood. Anyhow, I came through that. But doctors... And there's a reason for it, and, you know, a pharmacy and how we're controlled, but they are ignorant. And you talk to anybody, and if they have a confirmation bias, and if it isn't what they want to hear or what they want to believe, they ain't going to do it. AmazingDiscoveries.org, health message, period.
I'll tell you, one of the problems is, and I've been kind of tracking what they're calling evidence-based medicine, and I have played some clips about people trying to expose this. One of the things that they're doing with doctors, and I could hear what was happening with Dr. Wolfson. Dr. Wolfson was doing something that made sense, and he was getting positive feedbacks and positive effects from his patients, okay? Now, in evidence-based medicine, they call that physician bias. In other words, they have indoctrinated them when they brought in evidence-based medicine. They don't want them to be learning from their experiences as they watch their patients either do poorly or do well. They want them to believe that the guidelines are there to avoid physician bias. And that's what they sell them on. They say, well, you've got to overcome your bias. Physicians get a bias on this and bias on that. And the only way you can overcome your bias is to adhere to our guidelines. So you kind of wonder why, when all these patients on hypertensive medications or statins are doing so poorly, why the physicians keep doing it. And that's why the physicians keep doing it, because they are trained to believe that what they see with their very own eyes right there in that examining room is not what they should be thinking about and not what they should use to make a decision. They should stick with the guidelines. And I think Jennifer Daniels talked about this. So it's this bias that Wolfson has, a bias. He's had success. He's seen success. His patients are doing well. He feels good. They feel good. Now, in their medical industrial complex world, that would be considered bias. Just to let people know how tightly mind controlled they are.
We all are. You know, Jennifer Daniels is A-okay. She's got things to learn yet. I admire her very much. But we have to take responsibility for our own health. And what that requires is being honest with yourself. And one of the toughest SOBs you're ever going to meet in your life is yourself. And the more that you can face truth and try to learn and realize the mistakes and the errors in your own thinking and being,
right.
You are what you eat and you are what you think. Amazing discoveries.com. www.thefixthings.org. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Okay, thanks. And according to what I'm playing on the show, I hope everybody would agree, it's very, very difficult to make good decisions if you've got bad information. And unfortunately, the doctors have bad information that they inflict on the patients, and most people aren't like Fred. They're not willing to take on these doctors, and I have seen these doctors can get really nasty. Okay, we have another caller from Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm a little further south than you, but you don't make vitamin D in the sunshine when your shadow is longer than you are tall. I mean, this is because the rays of the sun in the spectrum that makes using cholesterol in your skin, and that's another thing, is you have to have cholesterol of the certain type in your skin to make vitamin D. And you can get it from your diet. But there's been apparently case studies of surfers in Hawaii being low in vitamin D. It makes no sense. So that tells you there's got to be some dietary component, something in the food, cheap oils or something that is causing this.
Well, you know,
I think
I've heard that the chemtrails, actually have a negative impact on the mechanism that the sun has for
entirely possible.
Yeah, I have heard that.
The atmosphere diffuses those rays. And it's the infrared, I think, and or UV. It's a UV, ultraviolet rays. There's a band of that that gets deep into the skin. It can also cause suntan, sunburn, but you can't. You have to have something without your shirt or in a bikini for girls or women. You have to have something like 45 minutes of sunshine between the hours of like 10 and 2 between the months of about March and August. And beyond that, especially up in Ohio where you're at, you don't get vitamin D. So when do we see colds and flu flare up? When the sun no longer is making the vitamin D in the skin. The immune system gets suppressed.
I just kind of wonder...
go ahead. There's a delay.
Do you think the sun rays get through glass? In other words,
treating these glass. There's of course heat treated, but if you read the label on a lot of glass, it'll say UV blocking or something like that. But you know they're tinted and it blocks the ultraviolet bands to It helps furniture and carpet not to fade, you know, and things like that because it bleaches, you know, the sun will bleach the color out of stuff. So a lot of people want that to protect their interior of their house or the interior of their car. And so the glass is treated so it blocks that. So if you spend most of your time, even on a sun porch, you know, all these windows down in the corner somewhere, all these windows will have the label on there that says it's UV treated. Heat-tempered glass or something, and it blocks the rays that will help you produce serotonin in your brain. I mean, when you get up in the morning, that's one of the things, and when the sun hits your retina, is it turns on a mechanism, broad spectrum light. They've done this light therapy for years out in, like, Portland, Oregon, along the Pacific Northwest, where this is so rainy and dreary all the time. People get what's called seasonal affective disorder, and so they have these broad-spectrum lights that's supposed to help them with that. But I have to wonder if that some of that might be anecdotal or placebo effect, you know, that sort of stuff. But the rays of the sun, they really have measured this. And the gut bacteria also can produce more serotonin than the brain. So there are several we've got several factors going on here with all the antibiotics in the food, and that are diminishing the ability for the gut microbiome to produce this brain chemistry like serotonin. So you got people running around with diminished melatonin, so they're not sleeping good because of the electric lights, mainly the fluorescence that they've measured, you know, flickering computer displays and televisions. They fairly landmark study in that, I think, was probably about 12 or 14 years ago in Italy. And half of the families that were being paid to do this study for 3 months dropped out because they were so hooked on television and computer games. And but they showed with that study that electric lights, fluorescent lights, the flickering computer displays, and television sets are dropping our melatonin 30%. And that is if you're, and they recommended, the authors of the study recommended that nobody uses computers or phones or watches television after, I think it was 7 o'clock. And I have to, you know, the people that have Alzheimer's dementia, they have this sundowner syndrome. That's our natural hormonal change in our brain to shut down and go to sleep. But nobody wants to do that. They want to sit up until 11 o'clock news or watch Johnny Carson or whoever it is now, you know, the late-night talk show host. You can tell I don't watch him. I fall asleep a lot of times listening to Republic Broadcasting. But,
Well, I'll tell you, there's a website, Dr. John Cannell, or Cannell, C-A-N-N-E-L-L, is the founder of the Vitamin D Council. He's written many peer-reviewed papers on vitamin D and speaks frequently across the United States on this subject. He is an MD.
It's phenomenal with what vitamin D can do for joint health.
He claims that we are all deficient.
Oh, yeah.
And he also says that... And you can it's C-A-N-N-E-L-L, John Cannell, and you can find talks that he's given on YouTube. He believes that the whole type 2 diabetes is nothing more than vitamin D deficiency. So,
well, there's a big part of it, I believe, is the hydrogenated vegetable oils and this cottonseed oil, soybean oil, and all these cheap oils that they're putting in the food. If you start reading these food labels, it's like, hey, what do we got the most of at the factory this week? You know, it's cottonseed and or canola and or corn oil and or soybean oil. And none of those are essential fats. And they're mostly omega-6 fats. And so... We don't need that much omega-6 fats. We need omega-3s. They finally, 11 years ago, I think, they started putting gamma-linoleic acid and alpha-linoleic acid in the dang baby formula because it's in breast milk. It's an essential fatty acid, and they, you know, they've had to pass laws against the excessive marketing of formula. And, of course, the feminist movement, I think, also helped women to stop breastfeeding. This, I think, is a big, huge factor in a lot of allergies and
It is a factor, but we have to remember that the people in charge are not trying to make us healthy. They are absolutely determined to do the opposite. There was a report on fluoride, and for a short period of time, the CDC had mentioned the fact that they didn't recommend using fluoridated water for infants.
Duh.
When we went back to find it, it had been removed. Kmart sells nursery water with
fluoride. I know, it's so stupid.
Fluoride.
The topical application of fluoride may help strengthen the enamel at the dentist's office when they're a teenager, but not when they're a baby and they don't even have teeth budding through the gums. It's just stupid. Now, the other issue, though, everybody talks about fluoride.
Mike. It isn't stupid. It's not stupid. It's intentional poisoning. There's a difference. We have to quit giving these people the benefit of the doubt. This information came out in 2006.
In the tap water is just the tip of the iceberg. Raisins has something like 5 times as much. The corn flakes has 10 times as much. The Wheaties is 10 times as much. So we're getting fluoride from a lot of directions, and it's messing with the gut bacteria. They know that.
A lot of things. Okay, hang in there. We're going to go to break. Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and we're talking about Big Pharma and the American Heart Association and the outrageous influence Big Pharma has on the American Heart Association and how that influence is then translated into how cardiologists and internists practice medicine, unfortunately. Okay, Mike, we're back. Did you want to add anything?
I guess there's some truckers, across over-the-road truckers, and they're starting taking some kind of super beets powder, and then it's dropping their blood pressure very, very nicely. And I don't know if it's due to things like bioflavonoids or antioxidants that are making the cell walls more flexible. Grapes and grape seed complex, wild grapes, which is what I like, I've tested that, and it works. You can drop your blood pressure from about 135, 140, on the top end down to about 117 in my case, and then you can drop the bottom end from getting near 100 down to about 72 or something. Over the course of about 3 to 4 months, I did that by just eating just Concord grape skins and seeds that my dad had left over from making jelly. He had a bumper crop. And then I had, some wild grapes near my property that I owned, and I started eating. And of course, you can buy this stuff at the stores, but the problem is the commercially grown grapes and raisins are sprayed with pesticides that have fluoride in them.
Yes,
so
they are.
They can be five times as much fluoride parts per million concentration in grapes than what's in the tap water. People worried about tap water. And, you know, there's all this disinformation on fluoride about how it calcifies the pineal gland or some junk like that. And it's, you know, it's sketchy science. What it really does is it messes with your gut bacteria. It has antimicrobial effects in the gut, and that messes with the blood-brain barrier. One of the, and I'm sure you've seen the molecular diagrams for these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac class drugs. One of the mechanisms for getting the drug past the blood-brain barrier is, guess what, a big tree of fluoride attached to the so-called molecule that has, you know, the ability to change the selective serotonin reuptake, or whatever the mechanism is. To get that molecule in past the blood-brain barrier, they use fluoride.
Well, so, I'm not surprised. If people haven't visited the Fluoride Action Network,
yeah,
that was established by a toxicologist, a guy who studied, his whole career was about toxic chemicals. And I remember when I first found out about fluoride, I was shocked. My husband was shocked. We were both absolutely mortified. And for a while, I didn't want to drink anything.
Well, everything in the store, that starts out with the ingredient water.
Right.
What's it coming? It's a municipal water supply. And, of course, the cornflakes and the, you know, the Wheaties and stuff, they mash this stuff up into a paste or whatever, and then they roll it out and bake it and make it into flakes. When they evaporate the water out of it, the water vapor goes out, but the fluoride stays in it. So, you know, the in addition to whatever pesticides are on the corn and stuff that may have fluoride in them, and the plant uptaking them, there's 10 times more fluoride in cornflakes than there is in the water.
And here's one thing I learned, just to let you know, because I was almost becoming dehydrated because I was so aghast. So yeah. I did. I do like juice. So I decided to look up Ocean Spray. I made a call, and I asked if any of their plants that were producing their juices were in areas that did not have fluoridated water.
Mm.
And they will tell you, and she did. She told me, and she gave me the number to look for on the container. Containers have this such and such number. It comes from a plant that does not have fluoridated water. So, you know,
there's a fad of drinking green tea, too, and it's full of fluoride. There's been cases of skeletal fluorosis in women from drinking green tea.
And not only that, as you said, it affects not only just the blood-brain barrier, it affects the bones.
Skeletal fluorosis. And it also may be a factor in autism.
Yes. Okay, hang in there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and this is the last leg of the program tonight. I think we have other callers. So, Mike, are you still there?
There was, a confirmation of some of the stories that, the guy that got defrocked out of England that was trying to show gut connection between autism.
Dr. Wakefield, yes.
Wakefield, and then the whistleblower, the whole movie Vaxxed is kind of about the whistleblower CDC.
Right.
Turns out Massachusetts General Hospital, I guess, did a study on this, showed and published in January that it's in Science Daily, finds that reduced expression of genes involved in integrity of the blood-brain barrier, intestinal barrier, and those with autism spectrum disorder. And so anything that you're doing to mess with intestinal permeability is going to affect the gut-brain axis, as they call it here. And it's a basic hypothesis of interplay within the gut-brain axis, its crucial component in development, neurodevelopment disorders like autism spectrum disorder. So that's exactly what Wakefield had noticed, that there's altered cells in the gut of these kids that had had the MMR shot. And he was completely defrocked for the, they really went after him with both barrels,
They still do. We've got other callers, Mike.
All righty. Yeah.
Thanks for your contribution.
Sure.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have Tom from Utah. Tom, are you there?
I am now.
Okay.
Al, do you have a computer in front of you, Al?
Not one that I can click on anything, no.
Okay. If you open up my website, theonegasamerica.com, you'll notice at the top, now I got it repaired, found out it had been compromised while I couldn't see it, and I haven't been able to see since I was assaulted. Can't talk as clearly when you get your face, poisoned.
Yes.
I lost my teeth, lost my sight, lost some of the muscle control on my right side of my face, but I just have to make this one little simple comment. Most of the testing that's done in medicine, by the way, the reason I was telling you to look up my website is at the top of that website now there's a link to an article written by Elaine Jarvik. Does the term Jarvik ring a bell with you?
No.
Robert Jarvik was the fiat, I use that term, phony doctor brought into Utah as Dr. Koff and Philip Wenget were developing, along with me and other team members. We were putting together the mechanical heart that we put first in Barney Clark's chest. And I was one of the grunts in pathology, determining how the body reacted to all kinds of materials we were proposing to put into it. But anyway, Elaine Jarvik, the wife of ex-wife of Robert Jarvik, became my dear friend, and she knows who I am, knows my integrity, and my intelligence. So she put her life on the line and produced that article that I now link at the top of my site. The only reason I reference Elaine Jarvik or Robert Jarvik is because he was a quote heart specialist, kind of like the gentleman you're playing the part there. And I don't know if you realize that later on he was promoting, of all things, Lipitor.
Oh, my.
Oh yeah, my. So...
so much for...
yeah, and all I can tell you is most of the testing we do in medicine is kind of bogus in a way, because what are we looking for? For example, you're talking about vitamin D. And, of course, they say, well, most people are deficient. How do we look for vitamin D? We look for it in the blood. We look for the spillage in the urine. But where is vitamin D really supposed to be? Is it supposed to be in your blood or in your urine or in the intracellular chemistry? Tell me which area you think that vitamin D should be. Should it be in your blood, your urine, or in your cells?
I don't know. I have no clue.
See, blood is only transporting, and urine is expelling. So where you want to have your vitamin D working is inside your cells. Now, how many times have you gone to a doctor and they poked a needle and did a biopsy of one of your cells to see how your vitamin D levels are? The same thing with B12, the same thing with most of the micronutrients. They keep looking for the levels in your blood in transport or in your urine for expulsion. Neither one of those are good ways to check your levels. See, when they say, hey, you're low in vitamin D, I said, oh, so I have rickets? If you don't have clinically evident rickets, you're probably not low in vitamin D. If you don't have clinically evident neurological failure, you're probably not deficient in B12. See, B12 and all these iodine, all these nutrients, they're very carefully conserved and recycled within the cell chemistry. You don't really want to have it floating in your blood or in your... You don't want to have it in your urine. And you're throwing it out. Most people don't realize B12 is so carefully conserved within the body. You have B12 still existing in your body from your mother. That's how carefully it's recycled. So they're looking for the excess of B12 and the excess of vitamin D that you're getting from eating an animal that has been collecting it. Because now you're eating their intracellular chemistry. And that's excess, and so your body's got to get rid of it. It transports it in the blood, gets it down the kidneys, crosses through that membrane, and goes out in your urine.
Okay.
So whatever's in your...
Are you saying you don't think people are deficient then?
In most cases, they're not. How many cases of rickets do we have in America?
It's non-existent. Some people believe that rickets is the extreme, that there's something between the ideal and the extreme, that, you know, people believe you're talking about, again, the ideal and the extreme. What's in between?
Well, if we had a deficiency, there would be at least 1 out of 100 or 1,000 cases of rickets showing up. Don't you think?
I honestly don't know, and I know they put it in milk, because it says so right on the carton, right?
By the way, where does that vitamin D come from?
I don't know.
Is there any plant on the planet that produces vitamin D? That's extracted in a slaughterhouse. Okay, now does that give you a little bit less comfort? Vitamin D is only produced in animals and you. So whenever you're taking vitamin D, that is a byproduct of the slaughter industry. The risk in that is we don't have filtering processes, just like you're talking about DPT, well, let's say DPT shot, and then quite often we have a follow-up with a type 1 diabetic. Why? Because the DPT, diphtheria pertussis tetani, let me call them by their true name, bovine diphtheriae, bovine pertussi, bovine tetani. The DPT is a large creature, you know, the bacteria. So we have to filter that through a larger screen so that then we end up with beta cells from the pancreas along with other contaminants in that vaccine. Along with the mercury, of course, that's another issue. But the main problem in the vaccines, nobody ever says this, and Barbara Lowe Fisher had me speak to this a decade ago. The primary problem in a vaccine is you're injecting into your bloodstream, into your intracellular chemistry, animal tissue without it being catabolized by your liver.
Right.
So when you're doing that, you're actually doing a transplant, and your body reacts as if we took the tissues of that animal and stuck it directly into your body. And let me tell you, when I was working in the Jarvik Heart Project, the most violent reaction of the body is when you take an animal tissue and plant it directly into you.
Right.
And I don't care whether it's from an animal or from another human being. Remember when we started transplanting hearts and livers and lungs and all that, we had to deal with all the rejection issue as well as the phenomena, are you ready for this, of the memory transfer. That's a whole bag of beans. Your body is absolutely offended when you somehow get animal tissue into its intracellular chemistry.
Okay, I have another caller, Tom. Could you wrap it up? We're coming down to the end of the program.
Well, when you get a chance, since my website was screwed up, and I apologize for doing this on the air because everybody's heard me say this to the other hosts, when you get a chance, go into gassyamerica.com. The website will look a lot better now that it's back together, I hope. I can't see. But at the top, follow the link to Elaine Jarvik's In the Air article, and I'll tell you, she knew who I was. She knows my integrity, my intelligence, and so she took the risk and she paid the price getting that article written for me, and it exposes in an easy-to-read manner this other issue, poisoning issue, just like you've had out here. It's a federally created crime to help take out the disposables of society.
Okay.
So go into Gassy America and link over there to that. In the Air, it's called. Elaine Jarvik did that.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
By the way, I just want to tell you, Elaine tells me that her husband, Robert Jarvik, produced only 2 good hearts in his life. That was the 2 sons she bore for him.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We have time for one more caller, I believe. Roxanne from Texas. Are you there, Roxanne?
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi.
Well, and Tom and I are good friends, and we agree to disagree, and we battle all the time. But what I want to tell you, in radiology, what they did over many years that I was in the field, they lowered the maximum permissible dosage.
Right.
So that meant, like, okay, well, you can't have a cholesterol or this or this or this, because we're lowering it, so now everybody has high cholesterol.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
That's what
you
they do.
You know what
they,
I'm saying?
Yeah, they changed the
They
scheme.
Lower the maximum permissible dosage, so everybody is off scale. So
yes.
Everybody has to be on that medication. I don't care if he eats meat.
This is going to be a battle, and I'm ready for it. You know, I am.
Oh hell yeah, I met them because they are telling us we FDA or whoever we are telling you what the dosage will be,
exactly.
And now you can't do anything because we're the God overlords.
Again, we're back to this whole thing about evidence-based medicine. Maybe next week I'll play this pulmonologist giving a lecture about it and how he is describing the difference. Evidence-based medicine, he said, is medicine for the masses. It is not medicine for the individual man or woman. And absolutely right. And he is saying how doctors have to modify these guidelines and standards for the individual.
if you take a snowflake or a crystal of water, which Emoto, and if you listen to Dr. Wynn Parker, which people think he's crazy, I think everybody's crazy. I know I'm crazy, and I admit to it. But nonetheless, we're all crazy, but we're trying to get, because we've been fed bad information, so how do you get a great input? Don't eat beef, do this, do that. I don't listen to nobody.
Well, we've been fed bad information our whole life, and I remember Cliff High saying, well, we're all going to have to be down here on the ground, and every single one of us is going to try to have to wade through this heap of lies to try to figure out what is going on planet Earth, because what many smart people have done, and I know you're going to agree with this, we figured out we've been fed a pack of lies pretty much across the board. Now,
but that's why I appreciate you. I think you have been trying to sift. I mean, I have 65 sifters. I know you have 75 sifters trying to sift through. Can you believe the crap we have to listen to on a daily basis, let alone a lifetime? And I appreciate what you do, and I want to thank you, and my love to you.
Well, thank you. That was very, very sweet. Good night.
Good night to the board ops. They're awesome.
That's nice. We've been fed nothing but lies about science. We've been fed lies about history. We've been fed lies about our culture. We've been fed lies about our race. We've been fed lies about our government. I don't think that there's any topic that these monsters haven't taken charge of and manipulated so that the public is just overwhelmed. But we can't, all of us can't just sit back and say it's overwhelming. I'm going to go back and watch my football game. I mean, in my opinion, we've got a whole bunch of little children. I can see them on my street in the summer. They were out every day. A whole bunch of little children who are now among us. And they deserve a world that is not toxic. They deserve a world where they're allowed to be nurtured and their creativity is permitted and encouraged even. And that's not the world we've got right now. So Common Core tries to get rid of creativity like crazy. But I don't think we have the right to give up. We have to keep plugging away, slogging away, when we get it wrong, back up and correct it, because there's no other option for where I sit. From my chair, you can't just trust these people who are feeding you lies, these professors, these experts. Whenever they say expert anymore, I roll my eyes, because if the mainstream media is calling them an expert, that means they're a paid liar to deceive the public. I'm sure the listeners have noticed that trend. Well, stay tuned and listen for our imaging prayer, which we do every week. We're going to have to use our own minds and our own good thoughts to make the world a better place. Be back next week.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.